Well, I think that you have to sort of present the vision of an organisation and, you know, stick to it and find every opportunity you can to talk about it and to reaffirm it. But it's not just your vision, it's something that's come, that's grown from the organisation. I mean, I have to say that when we did the kind of whole appreciative, I used that appreciative inquiry thing to find out what was good about the organisation, what we wanted to build on. And some people did think that was a bit of a disingenuous approach because they didn't expect it to come out what it looks like now. But when people now start to reflect back on it, they see, well, what we've got now is what we actually asked for. What we thought we wanted to have, but the actual reality of it for many people was a hell of a lot further away than what the jump that they wanted to make.
Right.
But having said that, this organisation is a hell of a lot happier organisation than what it was 2.5 years ago. Right. Even having gone through, you know, quite significant change, incredible leader, you have to be quite. I think, you know, if you're an aircraft, a chief executive of an aircraft company, I think you've got to be passionate about aeroplanes,
right,
or motor cars or whatever.
Yeah.
And I am passionate about education, right, and the things that I believe and I've worked my entire life for, really.
Right.
And I've seen in this organisation a huge opportunity that would almost enable us to reform New Zealand, especially secondary education. I've always been of the opinion that secondary education for most people is actually a negative experience, and that education shouldn't be negative, it should be exciting, it should be invigorating, and that it is not a one-size-fits-all kind of education, and that kids should be in charge of what they want to do, and not the teachers being the font of all knowledge,
right,
and determining. Kids should be sort of wanting to be excited about the next steps that they want to take, not thinking what the hell do I have to do next, and that school's a punishment. And truly, even for the bright kids, most school is a punishment. You go into a room for 1 hour and then the bell goes, and then you move to another room for an hour and the bell goes, and so what do you learn? You learn confusion, you learn intellectual dependency, emotional dependency, you learn that nothing matters because there's no real necessary for it. You know, what matters is you've got to pass an exam. You know, all about it's not authentic, it's not contextualised, and you suffer it. It's like having to have your greens before you have your dessert. And so, this school is, well, this organisation, I don't even think it's a school. It's a provider of education, and can look at students as individual. We teach one student at a time. We don't teach 30 kids. We teach Bruce. We teach Mike. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, we're not doing it that great, but we could be fantastic at it. And that's where we focus.
When I look at you, your eyes are incredibly bright when you're talking about that. You know, it's something that clearly excites you. So I can see how, as a young chief executive coming into a role, would be pretty silly to be chief executive of an educational organisation if you didn't care about
kids
or learning.